Mitzvahs Bavakama Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet. Sur Sabem Mane. Sinagach Sur Sabem Messiah. The Einan Avela Yapa Klum. Noitel Etashur. If a shur that is worth a mana, which is 100 zuz, gores a shur that is worth 200 zuz, and the shur is killed, and the carcass of the shur that was killed is not worth anything, the din is that the person who owned the shur that was killed takes the shur that gored his shur. And we are talking about over here where the shur is a tam, that is not yet gored three times, therefore it pays cheti nezek. And the din is also that a shur tam that gores another shur pays me gufo. That the payment is collected from the shur itself that caused the damage. So therefore, in this case, where the shur that caused the damage is worth exactly half of the damages that it caused, so the nizik takes the actual shur. Shur shava messiah. Shenagach shur shava messiah. They ain't an avela yafa klum. If the shur that gore is worth 200 zuz, and the shur that was killed is also worth 200 zuz, and the carcass of the shur that was killed is not worth anything, Amar Rabbi Meir, al zeh ne'emar umachru et hashur achai v'chatu et kach. Rabbi Meir says about this case, the pasuk says, that the living shur, the shur that caused the damages, is sold, and the money is split. They split the proceeds of the sale. And since a shur tam pays chesi nezek megufo, they collect the damages from the shur itself. And here, the chesi nezek is 100 zuz, and the shur that damaged is worth 200 zuz. So therefore, the shur is sold, and the proceeds are split. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda bechein halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, that's correct, that is a halacha. Kiyamta umachru with a shur achai v'chatu et kasbu. We have been mekayim this din that the living shur, the shur that caused the damages, is sold and the money is split. Below kiyamta begam et hames yachasun. But we have not been mekayim the din that the pasuk says that the mace, the carcass of the shur that is killed, is split. As in the case that we are talking about, the carcass of the shur is not worth anything, so we cannot split the mace as it has no value. The eighth is that, what would be a case where the carcass of the shur that was killed is split? That shur shava messiahim, shenaga shur shava messiahim, bahanevela yafe, chamishim zuz. That case would be if a shur that is worth 200 zuz gores a shur that is also worth 200 zuz, and the carcass is worth 50 zuz. Shezen noito chesi achai v'chesi hames. As a nizik, the one that was damaged, and the mazik, the one who owned the shur that caused the damages, split the proceeds of the sale of the living shur, and they also split the proceeds of the sale of the carcass. Now, even though the carcass belongs to the nizik, why should the mazik split in the proceeds of the sale of the carcass of the shur? The explanation is that we are talking about over here that at the time that the shur was killed, the carcass had no value, wasn't worth anything, and then afterwards it went up in price. In this case, the din is that the mazik and the nizik split the carcass of the shur hames, since the pasuk says begam et hames yachasun, and this is what the pasuk is referring to, that the carcass has gone up in price after the death of the shur. So therefore, they sell the mazik, the living shur, and split the proceeds, and since the mazik has to pay chesi nezek, and the shur is worth mesai zuz, and chesi nezek is mea zuz, they sell the shur, and each one of them receives mea zuz, and they also sell the carcass of the shur, and the mazik takes half of the value of the carcass, and the nezek also takes half of the value of the carcass of the shur hames. Mitzvah is by the Kama Perikimo Mishnah Yur. Yesh chayev amayt ha-shoyroi. Pater amaita atmo. Pater amaita shayroi, b'chayev amaita atmo. For some damages, if somebody's shur would cause those damages, the owner of the shur would be chayev. But if he himself would cause these damages, he would be pater from paying for the damages. And sometimes it's vice versa. If the shur would cause the damages, the owner would be patur, but if he himself would cause the damages, then he would be chayav. The Mishnah goes on to mention the cases. Shayrei shebi'esh patur, v'hu shebi'esh chayav. If somebody sure causes embarrassment to somebody, the owner of the shore would not have to pay for the embarrassment that was caused, but if he himself would cause embarrassment to somebody, he would have to pay for the embarrassment that is caused. And the owner of the shore only has to pay for nezek. If the shore would cause damages to somebody, the owner would pay for the damages that were caused, but not for any other losses that are caused, such as tsar, the pain that was caused, or ripoy, the medical bills, or sheves, the money that was lost as a person who was damaged cannot go to work. And for Baishas, the embarrassment that was caused, as only a person has to pay for these losses, but ashore, the owner would only have to pay for nezek, not for the other losses that are caused. Soyroi shesima es ein avdo, v'hippo es shinoi, patur. V'hu shesima es ein avdo, v'hippo es shino chai. If somebody sure would blind the eye of the Eved Kanani that belonged to the owner of the shore, or would knock out the tooth of the Eved Kanani, the owner is patur, meaning the Eved would not go free. But if the owner of the Eved himself would blind the eye of his Eved Kanani or knock out the tooth of his Eved Kanani, the owner is chayav, meaning the Eved Kanani would go free. As the Torah tells us, when the owner knocks out the tooth or blinds the eye of the Eved goes free. Soyrei shechaval ba'aviv ube'imo chayiv, v'hu shechaval ba'aviv ube'imo patur. If somebody sure would wound the father or the mother of the owner of the shore, the owner of the shore would have to pay for the nezek, the damages that were caused to his father or mother. But if he himself would wound his father or his mother and cause blood to be drawn, then he would be patur for paying for the damages that were caused, as he is chayiv misa, as the Torah is mechayiv misa to somebody who wounds his father or his mother. And we have a klal kimle, but a rabba minei, when somebody does something which has two chiyuvim, such as in this case, he is chayiv misa and he's also chayiv mamon, he only gets the more severe of the two chiyuvim. So in this case, he gets the chayiv misa and he does not have to pay for the damages that were caused. Shoyrei shehidlik et hagadish b'shabbos chayiv, v'hu shehidlik et hagadish b'shabbos patur, mipnei shehu mischayiv b'nafsho. If somebody sure would ignite a stack of grain on Shabbos, the owner of the shore would have to pay for the damages that were caused. In this case, he would only have to pay cheti nezek. As this hezek is considered mishuna, an unusual type of hezek, it is not usual for a shore to ignite a gadish. And any hezek that is mishuna, that is unusual, is considered a tolda of Karen. It goes under the category of Karen, and Karen only pays cheti nezek. So the owner in this case would pay for half of the damages that were caused. But if he himself would ignite somebody's gadish on Shabbos, he would be patur from paying for the damages that are caused, because he is chayav misa, as he was mechalo Shabbos, and we say kimlei, but rabbeinu, he gets only the more severe chayav, which is a chayav misa. Now, even if he did so b'shogeg, he did not know it was Shabbos, and therefore he is not chayav misa, even so, he is patur from paying for the damages that were caused, and since if he would have done it b'mezid, he would be chayav misa, and therefore patur from paying, so therefore also, if he does it b'shogeg, even though he is not chayav misa, he is patur from paying for the damages that were caused.